B'tachon for life, Shir 963, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach. We just wanted to elaborate more on what we were discussing yesterday, that sometimes it can seem that a person thanks the Rabbeinu Shalom in a certain area, and then specifically in that area they get challenged. And we explained that perhaps it's an assignment, it's an opportunity for a person to grow more in that area. And let's just elaborate a bit. We dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom loy lidei nisayon. We don't want the Rabbeinu Shalom to send us nisayonis. We want that we should grow on our betachon on our own. Nisayonis presents sometimes potential pitfalls, and therefore we avoid nisayonis at all costs. But if a person is in a situation of a nisayon, then we accept it. And we realize that obviously this Nisayon is there for the ultimate purpose, to help us become the greatest individual that we can become. And therefore, yes, sometimes it can seem counterintuitive. If I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for this, why would he test me in this area? And therefore, we're just suggesting a possible pshat. That just like in the physical world, when a person is trying to strengthen a specific muscle, they put more and more weight on that muscle to strengthen it more and more. We're not going to bother working on a muscle that you're not strengthening right now. Let's focus on this muscle. So if a person is strengthening his betachon in a certain area, it's possible the Rabbeinu Shalom might send them a test in that area. But again, generally speaking, it is not like that. And therefore, a person has no reason to suspect that if they thank the Rabbeinu Shalom in a specific area, they're going to get tested in that area. Generally, when we strengthen our betachon, the Rabbeinu Shalom has to test us less, because we are advancing on our own, and we don't need outside forces to help us grow. However, if a person is faced with a test, never chas v'shalom think that your thanks is bringing a negative response. We have to understand that ultimately, when we grow in our betachin and we overcome these tests, we come out stronger and more powerful and better than before. And sometimes the Rabbeinu Shalom will send one person this scenario and one person that scenario. We don't know why. We can never know the Rabbeinu Shalom's calculations. Ki loy machshavei sai machshavei seichem, the Rabbeinu Shalom says. My calculations are not yours. We can only speculate to help ourselves be mechuzik when we're struggling with something. And therefore we are speculating that this might be the understanding. But again, generally speaking, when you work on your betachin, it only brings you chayim. It only brings you bracha. It only brings you yeshuas. And therefore, the more you strengthen yourself in your betachin, generally speaking, the less you will get tested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.